When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And oh boy, I'm so glad to be happy. That's what I say. I'm so happy to be back in the saddle again. Time is flying so fast that when I take that week off at the end of the month now, it just seems like forever since I've been here. I don't know. It's like... But it's good to be back, and it's another beautiful, beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. And the whole team is here. That would be, of course, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing?
Doing well.
All right. I've missed you, and I'm just driving down here. And I thought I was thinking again today, you know, it's like, oh, 8 o'clock, turn the channel. Got to listen. And there you were, your voice and the
very
weather.
Very dependable, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And
creatures of habit, as a matter of fact.
But grateful for that, I am. And apparently we've got the rest of today is a pretty day, but we're going to get a little change in weather for a couple of days.
We'll have a reset, and then it'll get nice again.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we're still on pace for our warmest summer on record.
Well, and we've been breaking records because we're like on day 41.
July and August were record setting, at least in terms of average high temperatures. And if we can get through two more weeks, we could set pace for the total summer from June through September.
Well, and I think they're on the news that I watch. They're saying last night was like, well, 41 days above 80 degrees this year, which is they broke the record at like 34 days.
Actually, it's 24.
Or 24.
Yeah. So it was the previous record. I'm sorry. That's the average. So, yeah, it's been warm and nice. We can't complain.
Yeah. You know, but what's really nice, though, because it got really hot yesterday. I was not on my property yesterday. I was at a wedding and reception at the Nanda community, which was absolutely lovely and it was gorgeous. But we were, for the reception, you know, and the meal following and stuff, we were under, you know, tents that were in the sun. But, you know, it got beyond my comfort zone in terms of heat. And it registered like 86 or something in my car, you know, when I drove home. My place, I'm always a little cooler because of the trees and so forth. But what I've been appreciating, and it's been going on for some time now, is that it gets really hot in the daytime, but bam, it cools off instantly when that sun goes down. And it actually gets a little, you know, crisp in the air. But I was down in the 40s last night.
It's the magic of the Northwest. We have that Mother Nature's air conditioning, which is a marine push, which generally comes in the evenings and cools things down.
Yeah,
unlike
so
other
like,
areas where it never cools down.
Yeah, so like how grateful are we? I mean, this really is.
That's why we choose to live here.
Yeah, it's like really, it's wonderful. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this. And it even hasn't been that humid. You know, it's like the humidity kind of went away too for a while,
right,
which is good.
We don't battle humidity here, at least compared to other places.
Well,
we
got
it pretty easy.
Humid. It's been more humid for us, but
but it's not
comparatively,
yep.
You know, it's not that big a deal. But, you know, then, you know, we whine about the snow and all that sort of stuff, but That's because we have hills and to drive and all of that, and everybody has it worse. Are you seeing something out the window
there? Well, just a little bit of state police activity on westbound 90. There, I saw like three squad cars pulling people over. So if you're heading westbound approaching 405, you may want to slow down just a tad.
We are reaching. You know, that reminds me, before we remodeled the studio, that's been a while now.
3 years?
Yeah. Well, it shows you how long I've been around. But before the studio remodel, I was on your side of the table, and you were on this side. Well, you weren't here. I mean, Gary was here. Gary was over here. But so I could see the freeways. Now my back is to that window, so I don't see the freeways. But I used to all the time give speed trap alerts, because the State Patrol would sit east of 405 on I-90, getting, you know, catching people going on to Mercer Island. And it was really uncanny, because I would say, okay, speed trap. And as soon as I said anything, they would move. So we were convinced that they listened to Animal World. And,
well, sure.
And then when I warned everybody,
why wouldn't you? Sunday morning?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
There's nothing else to do. I mean, why not tune in and learn something?
But it was pretty uncanny that they, as soon as we mentioned that they were there, they'd move.
But now that you switched, you can now look out the windows and see which way the wind's blowing, because how the trees are going. Oh, wait, they cut down the trees.
Yeah. Well, they did put the flags back up, though, and I can see the flag. But I would rather see the tree.
Wasn't the same. Not having the trees is still very disappointing.
It's still a sore spot for everyone here, except for, I guess, whoever made the decision to do it. But they probably got so much flack that it's a sore spot for them, too. Well, let's see. And I have I didn't mean to exclude the everybody else, but in the studio with me is, and just get ready. Go ahead, call. Just call when we're going to talk to the call people. And anyway, Janice is here with me in the studio. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Martha.
And it's such a delight to have you here. It's been a while, you know, since we've had two of you. And Kathy remembered this morning, well, when we did that, and once everybody was comfortable with the call screening work, that one of you would sit in the studio with me and one in the call screening studio. And so now we're going to do that again. So that's really cool.
Yeah,
so Janice is actually in the studio here. I can see her smiling face, and there's no glass between us. And Kathy Southwick is also here in the Mood Studio. But wouldn't you know, like I said, the phone rang just before I started to introduce her. And so she's on the phone. She's doing her job. And by the way, let me, while I'm on that subject, happening today is... Technically, it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. That means I'm the only guest. Well, you know, Mike's here, Janice is here, Kathy's here, but I'm responsible for the show today. So that means anytime during the show, we will have open phone lines, and you can call in if you have behavior training or healing questions about your animal friends, and you would like a free advice from me. I would love to chat with you. Also, I have a pile of stuff again, and I've got a bunch of follow-up, and I have a majorly controversial subject to talk about, and I think that you might be surprised on where I'm coming from related to this, but I'm being guided that I need to address it. Because I haven't, and so I'm going to. And therefore, if you would like to chime in on any of the subjects that I bring up during the show, you are welcome to give us a call. And that also means that you'll need these phone numbers for our Designing Health giveaway. We will be giving away Missing Link again today to one lucky caller. And of course, you know, Missing Link is the fabulous supplement for our animal friends that provides, designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. That's why they call it Missing Link. And there's a couple formulas for dogs, one for cats, for birds, for horses. We don't give the horse version away on the funks. It's on the show. It's too big to ship for free. But there's a vegetarian blend that you can feed to both dogs and cats and other critters as well. So I will alert you when we are doing the giveaway. I will give you the missing link word or words of the day, and then you pick up your phone and call Kathy or Janice, who's ever at the phone, and get to pick out what you want. And the rules we need to reiterate, you need to be 18 or older in order to call in and win. And you cannot have won a contest on any radio show on this station, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, during the last 30-day period. So if you've won anything on the station in the last 30 days, then you're not eligible. But if those don't apply to you, then you are eligible, and I will let you know. So write down these phone numbers. You'll need them for the Missing Link giveaway and to call in if you decide you can't stand it and you need to chime in. Knock me off my soapbox. So there you go. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to our studio email address, which is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I have to apologize to a few of you who have emailed in during the show a couple weeks ago, and then I don't know, the last time I did behavior training and healing Sunday, the inbox for our Hotmail account does not always refresh itself, and we didn't quite figure that out until after the last show. So there have been a few emails that we missed and didn't get on the air, even though you sent them in time. So we're going to try to stay on top of it and refresh the box and make sure that we pick up your emails. But if for some reason, if you send an email and I don't acknowledge that on the air, call Kathy or Janice and tell us you sent us an email, and then we'll know to look for it. And by the way, you can send email that you just want to get to me to that animalworldlive@hotmail address, because I do check that box during the week. Oh, and I should also say, Kathy, she's off the phone now. So, oh, but I don't know what she's doing in there. She's busy. She's grabbing her headset now. She's going to get ready to talk to us. And there she goes. All right. I think there she's at. Good morning. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you again.
Oh,
have you back.
Thank you. You were...
Yeah, I just was getting ready to introduce you, and the phone rang, and boom, you were busy.
I know. Never-ending situation back here behind the glass.
And the reason I wanted to chat with you at the moment is because I was just realizing that I need to start making it part of our regular spiel, or part of my regular spiel here, that thanks to you and Christy Legale, who are now the hosts of our Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps, our Animal Friends Sunday, the last Sunday of the month here on Animal World, that you two have created a Facebook page for Animal World.
It is a great one, too.
Yeah, so that's just Martha Norwalk's Animal World is what they look for on Facebook,
right?
And then I think, since I don't understand Facebook yet, but they're going to educate me, and sooner or later I'll know. But so if you send me a message through Facebook, don't expect an answer from me personally yet, because I don't know how to do that. But I do, if stuff comes up, I'll send it to Kathy and, you know, to post there. And I'm going to learn how to do that. I just haven't yet. You know, it takes me a while.
Well,
everybody had computers for 10 years before I got one, I think. So anyway, it takes a while. But don't we want people to go there and like it?
Yes.
Isn't that what they're supposed to do? I always hear people say, go to the Facebook thing and like it.
And share with us some of your stories or anything that inspires you that you'd like to share with the other Animal World listeners. Also, if you have a rescue story, your own personal one that you would like to share, we'd love to hear that too.
Oh, okay.
And if you have
then
a
you
picture,
might talk about that on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary Sunday.
We
huh?
always do.
Cool.
At least once during the show. But more often, I think usually we talk about it three times.
No, I meant if people write in their rescue stories, might cover those
on
your show.
We absolutely will.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We will. So you want rescue stories. And when somebody likes a Facebook page, what does that mean? You just say you like it and I don't quite.
Yeah, it's just a nice thing to have up there to let everybody know that and let us know that you're a part of our Facebook family And
but don't you? I think someone told me recently that if you like a page, maybe Janice probably knows this. I mean, you guys are so much more savvy than me. And I don't know how into Facebook and that kind of stuff Mike is. Do you do any of that kind of stuff? Did I ask you that before?
Marginally. I have a Facebook account that I use for mostly for business purposes. But if you go on, you will find absolutely nothing. No photos, none of that stuff. In order to do research, you have to have an account. So I found it easier just to set up an account, and that way I can do what I need to do.
But in terms of participating, that's what I had to do too, in order to check on something else. It's too much work. Yeah.
For as an individual, I believe it's too much work. However, for business purposes, yeah, there's certainly social media. You certainly want to take advantage of
that. So it's a good thing we have the girl. So I guess you and I are more alike than not in that regard.
No, I use Facebook. I just don't promote myself personally on Facebook. So you have a little catching up to do.
Well, I do have a Facebook account now or something, and I do. People want me to friend stuff, and they send messages. And I don't know. But, you know, there's nothing on my personal thing because I just had to sign in. Well, I thought I was just signing in to check on someone else that I was told to go check on. And so now it's like they think they keep sending me stuff. But it's like, okay.
It can be pretty time consuming.
Yeah, that's what I figure. I spend too much time at the computer already. I don't need something else to do. And then they just don't get me involved in all that the phone stuff, the Twitters and the tweets and the text and all of that sort of stuff. It's like, no. Anyway, but Kathy and Christy take care of that. And Janice knows all about this kind of stuff. But I know that. I started to ask a question. I heard that if you like a Facebook page, then you get alerts when they add something new. Is that true? Janice is nodding her head.
Yes. When you like a Facebook, then when, like Kathy, posts something on your Facebook, then I would get an alert that, Martha Norwalk has posted something. So then it pings me so I can look at that and just go right to that post. And then I can like it. I can comment on it. I can forward it. I can save it to my Facebook and share it on my Facebook. So there's a lot of things you can do. It's a good pull through.
Now, and if you go to somebody's Facebook page, business or personal, and you like it, do they know? Do they get told that you liked them?
Yes.
See,
yes.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
That kind of breaches a privacy thing to me. You know. I don't know. I something about that seems weird to me.
Nah, you'll like it. You'll get used to it.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Enough said about all of that. Okay. So, like I said, it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday today. We're entertaining your phone calls so you can pick up the phone and call and interrupt at any time. I have a Happening Today event. I have an expanded recall that Kathy and Christy talked about briefly last week. A lot of follow-up and some interesting news stuff. Current events will happen if we are on schedule about 10:50 today, as usual. And like I said, we will at some time during the show, whenever I decide it's time, we'll do the Missing Link giveaway, and I'll give you the words of the day, and you'll know to call in. So I think that about covers it. So how about we start the show? I love it. 20 minutes gone, and we haven't even started yet. Woo. This is so much fun. All right. And the way we start the show and make it official is we honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That would be Saint Francis. Well, you know, and it also reminds me, because it is that time of year, that there are blessings of the animals at a lot of the churches around the area in honor of Saint Francis. And I believe there are blessings of the animals going on today at the Center for Spiritual Living. I think I got an alert about that. But I thought it used to be in October, but I think now they do it in September, and I'm not quite sure why all that changed or what. But anyway, okay, so we will start with our prayers to St. Francis. We have a short one for the animals, a longer one for the humans, and then we will be official. So let's start with our prayer for the animals. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And for us humans, the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Hey, there we go. We're now official. Okay, and when do you know? What time is it? It is time for the most important part of the show, which is taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. Without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, thank them, support them, and stay right where you are, because we'll get into all the good stuff straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 110021. And WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends. The place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And like the voice said, it's the place to be. But I'll tell you the place not to be, Mike, and that would be westbound I-90 heading towards Mercer Island, especially if you're going over the speed limit, right?
Boys in blue are busy this morning.
Yeah.
I'm looking at probably the fifth car that's been pulled over in this little stretch of freeway here. Again, westbound lanes, just right before, east of the 405 interchange. So, again, if you're heading into
town.
Slow
down.
Yeah, watch your speed.
Yeah, because they must not have anything better to do.
Well, it's early in the month, so it can't possibly be quota
time. It's not quota
time already.
Is there something? It's even early for if there's sporting events and stuff going on.
There's nothing going on.
They just haven't got anything else to do, I guess.
And it's a nice day. I'd much rather, if I was a state patrolman or a police officer, I would much rather write a ticket when it's nice out as opposed to when it's really, pardon my French, but crappy out.
Yeah, crummy.
But that's just me.
Well, then they may be writing a lot today. So, okay. All right, in case you want to attend, happening today. And I wonder if our Peg from Olympia is there. She might be. You might see Peg when you go, because it is the Bulldog Club of Greater Seattle is proudly presenting Slobberfest 2014. If you love bulldogs and everything about them, that's what's going on at Marymore Park today. All bulldog owners and fanciers are welcome. It is today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so it hasn't started yet. You can get in your car and head over there, listen to Animal World while you're traveling. Plan to arrive there at noon. You'll still have a couple hours for the event, or you can go early. It says 50% off all proceeds to Bulldog. 50% of all proceeds go to Bulldog Rescue. It does not tell me, though, if there's a cost to attend. I kind of don't think that it might be everything sold or something, but probably because there's going to be an AKC Good Citizen test. If you want to try your dog with that, there's a barbecue lunch. You can take your dog and get nail dremeling. There is a Bully Teak will be on site, so I assume that's designer wear for bulldogs, a Bully Teak. Sounds like a boutique to me, a Bully Teak. Bully Teak, let's go get some bulldog clothes. Bulldog breed and rescue information. So if you've always wanted to have a bulldog, it might be your day to find out about that. So Marymore Park in Redmond, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, Slobberfest. They aren't my breed, but they are cute. And I do work with them from time to time. Most bulldog people are just good with their bulldog. You know what I love most about bulldogs? Tyson, the skateboarding bulldogs. Oh, man, are they cool. And Robbie loves his skateboard, I think. So he must have some bulldog in him somewhere. But they are so fun to watch. But I don't see them as a behavior therapist and trainer. I rarely see them. I have occasionally seen a bulldog over the years. And usually they are the ones I get called about. It's usually aggression stuff and pretty serious. So it's like Pluckner endocrine immune imbalance type stuff. With these dogs, they're way out of whack. Because normally, they just don't cause a lot of trouble. They're pretty easy. Give them a skateboard, they're happy campers. Okay, so that's what's happening today. And next up, we've got an alert and an expanded recall. I don't think it's serious enough that we need to play funeral music today. Well, that probably would be appropriate. Because there is a big one of those going on today. Except she wouldn't want this kind of music played for her funeral, so I won't even mention that. Anyway, you might know it. Never mind. This is an expanded recall related to pedigree dog food. It is not happening in our area here, but we've got listeners all over the country, and since it has been expanded, I thought I would let you know about it again. It's a voluntary recall, of course, and the voluntary recall still affects 22-pound bags shipped to Dollar General stores across four U.S. states, but it's being expanded to 55-pound bags of pedigree adult complete nutrition dog food sold in Sam's Club in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. So there's all kinds of Arkansas, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and then they list a bunch of places. But so there's a lot of pedigree, and it's stuff that was distributed and sold really recently. So if you know of people in those areas that feed pedigree, I mean, I would say, why would you? I mean, it's crummy food. You should let them know. And you can go to www.truthaboutpetfoods.com and get the latest alerts. The link to the pedigree sites, the phone number to call if you have questions, and the lot numbers, and all 15-pound. Now, the email says 22-pound bags and 55-pound bags, but the alert and the lot numbers say 15-pound bags and 55-pound bags, and that they were distributed just this last month or so. And anyway, so if you know anybody kind of in the Midwest area, they should know about that. Okay. We'll work our way up to the heavy-duty stuff. How about that? But this one, I don't know if you saw this story this week. It did make the rounds, but it was kind of like I saw this and was like, really? How did these people not know? How do you not know when 43 and a half socks disappear? Now, I know, you know, dryers eat socks and all that sort of stuff. But did you hear the story that these folks, their Great Dane got sick? And this is out of Portland, Oregon. Their three-year-old Great Dane was miserable and retching when its owners rushed him to a Northwest Portland emergency animal hospital. And the x-rays showed the dog's stomach full of stuff that, you know, didn't look like normal stuff. And so they did emergency surgery on this Great Dane, and they found 43 and a half socks in this dog's stomach. And then in one of the news clips they saw, they had them all laid out on the table. But it's like, and the people apparently had no idea. And the reason the story is being publicized is because it was such an unusual case that the emergency hospital entered the x-rays into an annual contest sponsored by Vet Magazine and Veterinary Practice News. And they won a prize because it was such an unusual x-ray. Even stranger, the $1,500 first prize winner was a Plano, Texas animal hospital that treated an exotic frog that ate more than 30 small ornamental rocks from its cage. So animals eat a lot of weird stuff. But, I mean, at this point, yeah, it's entertainment value. But on the other hand, it's also, how do you not know, or how are you not paying more attention when 43 and a half socks disappear? I mean, that's more than like the dryer ate the sock once in a while. Don't you think? So this is like a wake-up call. You need to pay attention to your animal friends and your dogs, especially if you've got... Now, this is a three-year-old. They should know by then that this dog had a penchant for eating stuff it shouldn't. And by the way, as a behavior training and healing Sunday, there are animals that are drawn to eating things that are not food. And it is a medical condition. It's called pica. And if that's the case, then they usually have the endocrine immune imbalance underlying that condition, the Pleckner syndrome stuff. And that would definitely be something you'd want to contact me or, you know, Dr. Bill about. But so if you know your dog has a tendency to chew up things and swallow, and I said, yeah, I could give you kind of a little thing here. When you're raising puppies and dogs, they all go through teething stages and chewing things up. And chewing is a frustrational venting activity. And when you're raising puppies, I always recommend you program them on appropriate chewables. You teach them what the chewables are. You reward the behavior. And you motivate that so that they want to chew on their appropriate chewables. You distinguish between toys and chewables. Chewables are something that stay out all the time, and they can chew on it and get rewarded any time. My favorite are supersized Nylabones. I don't like rawhide or the cow hooves or the pig ears. Or all of that stuff can be dangerous for a lot of reasons. But appropriate chewables, raw bones only, cooked bones, not good. But raw bones, okay. But the chewables are available all the time. Toys are restricted, and you get them out to play and then put them away, or you supervise. And toys might be balls that are covered, might be stuffed animals and squeaky toys, anything that the puppy could chew up and swallow or get in trouble with. And if you teach them, if you restrict the toys when they're young, once they get through the growing up phases, then they learn not to destroy those kind of toys. Like, Robbie's favorite are squeaky toys and soft, toys. And he's got, he's so spoiled. I mean, they're all over they're all over the place. He's got tons of them. But he doesn't like spend time trying to rip their guts out anymore because he's grown past that phase. So they're out all the time. But it's because of the way I raised him and trained him on that sort of stuff. Anyway, if you supervise and pay attention, if you've got a pica dog or something like that, you should know, because you probably have other signs or symptoms as well, in terms of maybe allergy symptoms, but in terms of maybe claustrophobic type behavior and not being able to confine them well, and agitation and some other stuff going on with those dogs. But then there are the dogs, and the way I classify it, when dogs chew stuff up, they come in two models. They're either shredders, which means they chew stuff up and shred it and then make piles, or they're swallowers, chew stuff up and swallow it. It's the second group that are the problems and that you need to pay attention to. Now, some people, when they're raising their puppies, not accusing anybody out there, I'm saying some people help create this. Okay, because remember one of the big mistakes that we make with new dogs or young puppies is too much freedom too quickly. We tend not to be confining, not to supervise, not to schedule, all that kind of stuff. We're letting them hang out, and then all of a sudden they've got the remote to the TV, or they've got your glasses, or they, have grabbed your socks or your underwear, or they've got, or the dirty Kleenex, they've raided the guard, whatever. And then the human or the family flips their cookies. Yikes, Mom, he's got my undies. Get it back. Oh, he's got the remote. Get the dog. And we freak out and pounce the dog and chase him to get it back. Well, the greatest way you can pump a dog's ego, and yes, dogs do have egos, is to chase them. Okay, leaders do not chase. And if a dog can get somebody or something to chase him, And watch dogs play together. A lot of dogs will chase other dogs, but all the dogs really want the other dogs to chase them, because that means they're the most important. So anyway, when we freak out and chase them, number one, it's a great game for them. They think it's fabulous. They're creatures of habit. They anticipate these things. It's like, oh, geez, every time I grab that, I run and they chase me and everybody freaks out. That's pretty cool. I'm in charge. But the other thing that happens is that we make such a big deal about it, even when it might be dirty underwear, dirty socks, could be a used Kleenex or paper towel or napkin. We flip our cookies about it, and then we grab it away from the dog, and then we either throw it away or put it in the laundry or put it away somewhere. The dog doesn't know what you do with it. The dog just knows that whenever he gets something like that, you freak out. You do whatever you can to get it back, and then you covet it. You put it away somewhere. So the dog says, OMG, that's the most valuable commodity on the planet. OK, Okay. I need to get more of those. I'll work even harder next time. And some dogs put it together. The only way when I get it that I can keep it is to swallow it. And so that's what they do. Now, a sideline to that is, most times as a behavior therapist, when people call me and tell me their dog eats poop, okay, one of the only shows on the air I can talk about eating poop because animals do it, you know, this is animal world. Well, there are reasons why dogs eat stool, and it's a different thing if they eat their own as opposed to someone else and all of that, the physical reasons, the medical reasons, the behavior reason, all that kind of stuff. But the biggest reason they do it is, again, their owners flip their cookies. Anytime a dog poops, especially when they're little and to start when they're younger and all that kind of stuff, they poop. And then they turn around to sniff their poop to see if it smells like them. And, you know, check out, you know how they sniff other dogs' butts? You know, it's their favorite thing to do, sniff a cat butt, another dog butt, sniff the other, because that's what dogs do. But they're just turning around to sniff it to make sure they're there. But owners freak out and think, oh, they're going to mess with the poop. So when the dog turns around to sniff at it, they'll, no, leave it alone, leave it. And they go running to grab the dog. Well, pretty soon it's like, oh. And then with all the scoop laws and everything, dogs are monkey see, monkey do's. So when they go, we got to get there real fast and scoop it. Well, the dog doesn't know you're picking it up, throw it away. They think, oh, geez, this is the most valuable commodity on the planet. So a lot of times people have created a stool eater, as we call it. And if you're changing the attitude and stuff, we can change that. But anyway, so back to the original thing and 43.5 socks in the stomach. If you flip your cookies and stuff, then your dog is likely to, you know, may start swallowing things to keep them. So we've got shredders, we've got swallowers. So you want to know your dog. Is it a shredder or is it a swallower? If it's a shredder, you don't have to worry so much. It's not that big a deal because, you know, they don't swallow stuff. Like my Robbie's a shredder, you know, and I call him Robbie Lumberjack sometimes. And sometimes he's Robbie Beaver when he's chewing up sticks and all that kind of stuff. But when he chews stuff up, doesn't matter what it is. It you know, he just chews it up into pieces. Okay. But swallowers, you have to be more careful about. And even my saying, you need to be more careful and cautious about it. Then you tend to go overboard, worry, think about it. Remember, thought directs energy, telepathic communication. And then you get more excited when it happens and more upset. And so you snowball the situation. So sometimes you ought to be calling Aunt Martha on a behavior training and healing Sunday day so I can tell you what to do about it and how to switch that out so it's not a problem. But the bottom line on this great tane and all these socks in the stomach, how do you not know if you're paying attention, how do you not know? And so get to know your dogs, know their behavior, know how to handle these situations without making it worse. And then if socks are disappearing or something's disappearing like that, pay more attention. Crying out loud. Don't wait until your dog's got 43.5 socks in its stomach.
And Martha, one other thought too, is that owners ought to pay attention to what type of toys they're animals playing with. I was just told the other day that if you allow your dog to play with a stuffed animal that is meant for humans, it could be ingesting flame retardants, where it's not on the animal toys, but it is on the human toys. So
that's a very, very good point. And we're looking at flame retardants maybe being responsible for hyperthyroidism in cats and, you know, and the chemicals in our rugs and padding and there's flame retardant for everything. I've got a story in my news pile right here related to, and because I'll get to it later, but it relates to the dolphin slaughter has started again in Taiji. But I've got a lot of statistics on mercury content in the dolphins, in a sort of thing. And that now the people that are testing, that are eating dolphin, you know, way off the charts for mercury and that kind of stuff. Well, the same thing's happening in our homes all the time. We really need to start paying attention and stop these. And we now know that it's chemical stuff that's killing the bees and causing the colony collapse stuff. And, you know, we're just overboard in the chemical department. But very good point. If you're going to give your dog friends stuffed animal type toys, then you want to buy specifically for the dogs. And but you got to be careful. Some toys, you know, I mean, they randomly go into some, you know, pet stores and test toys and dishes and stuff, and there's lead and that, and you can get the little home testing kits and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be concerned about and to pay attention to. Don't want you to worry about it because you attract your fears. So, you know, there's a real balance here.
And pay attention to what comes out of China.
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah, don't, yeah.
If I mean, when you go to buy a toy, read the back of the package.
Yeah, and if it's made in China,
forget it.
Yeah, and if it's jerky, forget it. Yeah, pretty much.
Just to be on the safe side.
That would be and that's a very good point, so thank you for bringing that up. Oh, the other thing is about those toys, because I want to take care, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors here before we cruise on. And look at this. We're 45 minutes through the first hour, and I've only gotten to the first story. Well, I'll be keeping us busy today. I haven't even gotten to the heavy-duty stuff. What I was going to say is they are really creating some really good dog toys now. So if you do have dogs that are shredders or swallowers, that kind of stuff, my favorite brand of toy right now for the stuff and that I get for Robbie are Huggable Hounds, because they are made with an extremely tough fabric and have a webbing in between the fabric. And so they can't just be easily ripped up and shredded. And they even make some without any stuffing at all. They're the priciest ones in the store, but, you know, they last for a very, very long time. I mean, the first one that Robbie got, he picked it out himself at Earth Pet in Issaquah, was a Huggable Hound rooster. Big rooster, and had no stuffing in it, but he loves it. And he's had it since he was a puppy. And that first time when we went, remember, Kathy, when we went to Earth Pet and he got a bath there, I let him pick out a toy. And it still is in great shape. And he still has that. Now, some of his other ones have been destroyed. But so they, you know, sometimes the arms or the legs get pulled off after a long time, especially if you play tug with them and that kind of stuff. But they are really, really good and aren't as easy as other stuffed and squeaky soft toys for dogs to rip up, shred, and chew. And so the Huggable Hounds are the best ones. And there's some other knockoffs that look the same, but they aren't the same. Okay. All right. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we will come back and get more into my pile of stuff. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we've got two more hours to go. We're here until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, now speaking of, Kathy mentioned the flame retardant in some stuffed animals for kids. Maybe you ought to buy dog stuffed animals for your kids, too. You know, now that I think about it, who wants that flame retardant? There's just too much of that stuff. Well, this is kind of along those lines, and I pulled this out. It's kind of like, did you know this? I didn't know this, really, until I read this. But the fashion industry has a dirty secret. Rainforests across the world are being destroyed, processed into pulp, and being used to create fabrics we wear every day. So that isn't directly an animal story, but, you know, the rainforests affect the whole condition of the planet and certainly affect the animals in those areas and on the planet. To make popular fabrics, including rayon and viscose, is that V-I-S-C-O-S-E. Rainforests are cut down to make way for monocrop-free plantations. Trees from both the rainforest and the plantations are cut down and go through an incredibly toxic process to create what is known as dissolving pulp, a white, fluffy material that gets spun into threads and woven into cloth. The fabric is used by global communities, and get this, including Gap, Forever 21, Prada, Louis Vuitton, and many, many more to create the clothes we wear every day. These forests in Indonesia, Canada, Brazil, and more are home to critically endangered species, including orangutan, rhinoceros, and more. They also provide vital livelihoods for indigenous and frontline communities and are a key part of our defense against climate change. Rainforest destruction for fabric has to stop. That's why RAN, this is put out by RAN, R-A-N, Rainforest Action Network, is launching an out-of-fashion campaign to demand the fashion industry commit to forest-friendly fabric. And I'm hearing in my mind, this would be a good story to post on our Facebook, right? Okay, so I'll give this to you to do that. Now, over the next few months, they will be asking companies to join them and commit to removing rainforest destruction from their supply chains. They're also going to ask us to help educate our friends and family about this important issue. So, okay, we'll put it up on Facebook. They'll be doing creative fund and edgy events and actions throughout the fall, and they want everyone to be a part of the action. So this is coming from, you can go to their website, there's a petition going send to companies that use these kind of fabrics, but www.ran, R-A-N.org, Rainforest Action Network, R-A-N.org. Yeah, pretty amazing, huh? I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, I know that they cut down rainforests, you know, for the trees and for the wood, but I didn't realize it was in fabrics and all these different stores and designers and all that kind of stuff. I mean, wow, truth is coming out. So let's do our part and tell everybody we know. Okay, then. Okay, now, speaking of petitions, and this kind of goes into one of the things I was going to follow up on today, and that I'm assuming that I know that Kathy and Christy talked about Watoto and Woodland Park Zoo and everything on Shelter Sunday last week, and I did the week before after Watoto passed, and what Robin and I did communication-wise with her and the group. And I've got more of that to fill you in on. But this came from a listener just Friday. And remember Raju? Raju was the elephant in India that was chained for 50 years as a side road attraction and abused and all of that. And finally, the animal was rescued and transferred to a rescue. And I think I reported the story recently that Raju's just thriving at the rescue and has girlfriends and, you know, has a herd now and is just doing phenomenal. And it is the one that cried when he was saved and rescued, you know, had that big, you know, what a great story that was. Now, apparently, the owner, the person that owned that elephant and had them chained. Now, the elephant had multiple owners during that 50 years, but the current and the most recent owner is now petitioning to get the elephant back. So there is now a petition lobby to help prevent that from happening. The link is it's like too long, two lines of stuff. But the petition is at change.org. You're all familiar with that. So if you go to change.org and look for Raju the elephant, there is a petition, supporting Raju remaining at the rescue and not being returned to the owner to go back into that world of abuse. So I'll save this email for you also, Kathy, because that probably should go up. And that kind of dovetails just in the last couple minutes here. Robin and I did spend more time talking with Watoto and the herd of elephants that she's with on the other side. It's quite interesting. I've not actually experienced something like this before because where we saw her, remember 2 weeks ago, she was ahead leading a herd of all the elephants that had died in zoos and circuses and that sort of thing, and was going through the portal, you know, to the astral world. And we checked in at now they arrived wherever they are. I don't know what astral planet they're on, but they have arrived. And the interesting thing is, because I've never seen this before, Robin had not seen it either, they are like in a sanctuary on the astral plane. that their lives have been so traumatic that they're in a sanctuary in the astral plane. And they are not only concerned about zoo elephants, circus elephants, but they're very concerned. They also, a part of this group are the elephants that have been poached. And I'll share that with you first up after we turn this hour around. So stay right where you are. We're just going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and then we'll get into some of the hot stuff in the news, the follow-up, and get Martha's soapbox out. But first, we'll talk to the elephants. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.